083 333 375. Keep your texts and comments coming in. Lots of people from Ferrybank texting in there as well about that issue. We're going to go to a different topic altogether now, but a wonderful, wonderful topic. You've been listening to the ads as well. Tracy McDade, manager of the Sullis Cancer Support Centre. Good morning, Tracy.
Morning, Damien.
Good to talk to you. Jim Green, service user at Sullis. I have down here, Jim.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. Former Waterford senior hurler, proud Mount Sion man. We won't talk about it.
Okay.
Okay. I don't want you to walk out now.
All right. Sure, okay.
What is the Sullis Centre? Just remind our listeners what it is, Tracy.
Yeah, well, we're a cancer support centre for people impacted by a cancer diagnosis. So that's somebody with a diagnosis themselves, but also family members and carers, or somebody bereaved because of a cancer diagnosis. So we're here in Waterford City in Williamstown, and we're also in Dungarvan in the Alternative Health Clinic on the main street, supporting our West Waterford clients. So we operate services that support clients, and what we would suggest is that if somebody's interested in engaging, they pop into us. We would have a really gentle meeting with them, with one of our nursing team, and from that meeting people can decide what they want to engage with. And if that's complementary therapies, if it's counselling, if it's group support, if it's exercise, if it's relaxation, the client decides. Services are free. And we're really lucky to not have a waiting list.
Yeah, no, it's phenomenal the work you do. Jim, how have you found Sullis?
Oh, it's an amazing experience, really. And I was a reluctant person to go there in the beginning. But Mark Rowe, my doctor, kind of talked me into it. And maybe the third time, I agreed to go out for that interview that Tracy was talking about. And I'd done that. And then I went to counselling. And some of the sessions I had, in particular the second one, it was phenomenal. It just, I don't know what happened or what came over me in the session. But
because you know Waterford very well, you know it a lot better than me, and you've been listening and hearing about Sullis over the last few decades.
Yes.
And you might know some people that have been there. Yeah. And you're thinking, ah, yeah, no, whatever the case may be. And you'd be a strong-willed man. You've got good, strong views about different things. So
absolutely.
Was there a little bit of, not a reluctance, but not ignorance either? Like, it didn't concern you at the time?
Absolutely. But my forerunner was, my son had cancer, and he availed of it as well. And his wife availed of it for kind of a support thing, you know. And it turned out he found great value in it, and so did Debbie. And so I was very familiar with it. While I was familiar-ish with it prior to that, that made me very familiar with it and saw the value of it. And then when it happened myself, I thought, being who I am or what I am, or what I thought, I didn't need anybody. I'll handle this, like, you know, as typical man response, like, you know. And I was wrong, you know.
Sort of cancer do you mind me asking?
I lost my kidney and a few bits and bobs and, you know, but
yeah, I hadn't known. I'm sorry to hear. I hadn't known.
You need to be sorry because I'm well on the way of recovery here, you know.
Yeah.
But like I said it before, and I don't want to be repeating what I say, there's different aspects to the cancer. There's the surgery, which is the skillful end. There's the physical part, like this walk, you know, that physically helps you physically and it helps you mentally and all them things. But Sullis covers the area that is your head, you know. And when you go into that world, it destroys your head, like, you know. It destroys, I'm infallible, I don't need it, I'm grand, you know. All of a sudden I'm not, and I needed help. I didn't realise I did, but I definitely needed help to handle this, and to handle it from a family point of view. Because if I'm not good, my family don't like it. Like, you know, so there's a whole big picture attached to it. And Sullis gave me the strength, you know, to deal with it. It got rid of a lot of my anger, my frustration about it. And it helped me deal with it in a much better way that helped my family as well as me, you know, that my kids benefit. Because I was grand and I became very positive, I lost my negativity. And if anyone has cancer and there's something out there that can get rid of your negativity and your frustrations, it's a no-brainer, you know. But men have a problem with it, like you said in the start.
And that's why, in a way, you're a perfect person to come in here to talk about it. And Tracy is nodding there, and I can feel it because I know a lot of men like you.
Yeah.
And, you know, it'd be like Paddy in the on the Traders. I'm not a hugger. There's some men have this. I know I'm grand. I'll be fine.
Yes,
I'll be okay. And you had that feeling. No, I'll deal with this. I'll.
Yeah, of course.
But you didn't know how it was going to affect the brain.
I knew of Solace. Yeah. I had experienced it with my son.
Yeah.
But it was way, way stronger than that. Way more of beneficial than
right.
what I would have thought, you know.
And did you and have to let yourself go a bit when you went in there, or did you have to let your guard down, or how did you?
I sat with a person in a room that I could be perfectly honest with. And I was truthful in my conversation. And obviously, I was dealing with a professional person who knew how to get it out of me, you know. And I went way back in my life, you know. I'm not going to go into it now because I could write a book on my early life. She brought out parts of that. And I felt I was a much better person than I actually thought I was. Because there was a whole lot of positive things happened through my life. I was a master glass cutter. I was an all-star hurler. All these things. You kind of forget them, you know. When you're in that state, you're pitying yourself. You're weak. You know, you're not strong. And she played back my life for me and gave me the strength again, you know. All of a sudden, I became a very positive person and a very strong person. She gave me the strength to deal with this, you know. And like I said, my family benefited, and to them, and they've expressed it was visibly obvious the difference that it made to me, you know. Really, and like so I said, it's very hard to put it into
words. Yeah. So you had to look into yourself, and you had to question yourself and go to places that you wouldn't have gone unless somebody had brought you on that journey.
This lady taught me how to do that, like. She gave me the bullets. She bought the ammunition for me, you know. I only had to fire and then for it, like, you know.
Yeah.
But she showed me how to do that. And that's where I needed to go, because that was a very positive area, you know. And at the time, I'm thinking negative, you know. And unfortunately, men are the same as I was, where we can do, I'm grand, I can fix this, you know. I'll deal with it, you know. I'll deal with it. But what I got off of that lady made that a whole lot easier for me. And definitely a whole lot easier for my family, you know.
Mm.
And anything they do, anything Solace do, is beneficial to you. You know, it absolutely is. I mean, this is part of probably the exercise side of it. It's also a great fundraiser.
It's a brilliant fundraiser, This is the Run and Walk and for Life.
That's hugely important as well, because all these things, unfortunately, are they're undersubscribed by the government. Now, I know they got money recently, but they didn't get enough.
Yeah.
It needs more. The government need to realise that this is as big a part for cancer recoveries as any of the other two, the physical or the surgical, you know.
Yeah. How are you now?
Oh, I'm good. I'm still in treatment. You know, it came back slightly, and they're dealing with that at the minute, and the treatment is working. And I'm happy out, really, as far as cancer is concerned. The people that's dealing with me in the hospital are fabulous as well. John Keane is the man's name. Easy one to remember from a hurler in Waterford. But he's a great man, you know, and he's a straight man. It gives it to me as it is. The treatment I'm on at the minute now is more of a maintenance, you know, because it's working, you know. I have 6 left, I have 9 gone. And it's grand, you know, it's grand. I'm 76 years of age, and, you know, if you can give me something that's going to prolong that, I want it, you know, I'll take
you're,
it.
You're looking fit, you're looking okay.
I'm grand.
How's the rest of the family?
All good. Brian is in remission, and he's flying, and he's
starting
to come back doing a bit, you know. Yeah, we're all good now at this stage, whereas 2 years ago we were all devastated, like, you know. But sure, that's what Solace and surgeons do, like, you know.
Tracy, I wanted to let Jim talk there, because...
What a powerful voice. Absolutely.
No, that's
it. And all I do is ask Jim to talk on our behalf, and this is the reason why, he's phenomenal.
He's not really able to talk normally, you know. He wouldn't...
very shy guy, I'm assuming, quiet.
Well,
it's very easy when you're telling the truth.
100%.
That's the secret.
But it's to be able to tell that truth, and not in a kind of a condescending way that I know better than anybody else. It's just to be honest.
I thought I did, but I didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Run and Walk for Life.
Yeah, we're busy now.
When's it on?
In Dungarvan on the 11th of October, Saturday the 11th, and in Waterford on Sunday the 12th.
Okay.
So, yeah, we're in October
can
now.
Can people still
absolutely
take up?
Registration is online. Our registration is open, and our postal, us posting the packs and T-shirts, still takes place until this Sunday, the 6th of October at midnight. And after that, people can still register, but they'd be coming into the centre during dedicated times to collect the T-shirts.
What's the website?
So it's sullacentre.ie.
Sullacentre.ie. Yeah. And if anybody wants to give you a ring or call over as well, or just 100%. There's no hassle whatsoever,
None whatsoever.
And you want to thank everybody, obviously, that has helped so far. And
that's it. We're 2,000 people registered already.
Brilliant.
We'd be hoping this time last year, at the event last year, we had just close to 4,000 take part. So it's a huge event. This year, we always have the Sea of Orange. And this year, just to speak to men engaging with the service, 27% of our T-shirts are blue. And that's really to show that 27% of our clients are male.
Our man science supporter. Okay, sorry, yeah, male. Okay.
Are male. But cancer diagnosis nationally are 50-50 men,
yeah.
and women. So that's the...
And what Jim had to talk about there, the anger that some men feel, feeling, oh, this can't, you know, I'll... And then when you can't defeat it on your own, you need help.
That's
you
it.
Have to look out for
that's
help.
That's it. And to
Jim's story is so replicated by so many people.
And what we hear all the time from clients, both male and female, is that their view that somebody else needs it more. So we hear that all the time. Somebody else needs the service more, and that's not the case. Ring us, walk through the door. We hear about people driving into the car park three times and driving out of the car park. And we find that so strange. And Jim, I know you'll agree with me, the centre is a really welcoming place. It's a very gentle place. Jim engaged with counselling. Not everybody engages with counselling. There's a huge range of services. And if talking isn't, you know, your thing, but some of the relaxation therapies, acupuncture, if it's around symptom relief, there's just such a range. You know, the meditation, mindfulness, yoga practices, choirs, walking groups. There's something there for everybody. And our call is get in contact. It is there for you. It's not that somebody else needs it more. You know, people talk themselves out of the service, and that's probably the easiest thing to do. But our call is come and engage.
And on that, Jim, if anybody's listening now, a man or a woman, and is thinking, no, I don't need it, or, you know, and what would you say to them? Give it a go?
Well, obviously, give it a go, you know. But it's a very normal way to be thinking. You know, and shows like yours, like this, and the thing we've done recently there that Kieran was involved in.
Yeah, Kieran's on the board.
All
and them
things
some great work with that.
Help, because people don't realise it, like, especially men. They just don't realise it, like, you know, the benefits of it. Now, I was a hurler. I'm supposed to be a tough guy in my day and all that.
Supposed to be, yeah.
The area that cancer puts you in has nothing to do with that. Like, it's nothing whatsoever to do with it. It's a whole new area in your life. And you'd be a silly person if there's elements there to make that easier. You'd be awful silly. It's a no-brainer not to use it. Like, and this place is... I had the foot treatment as well. And I found it fantastic. Like, I'm back here.
Reflexology.
Oh, yeah. I was like Lord Muck on the table there, you know. But it was beautiful. And the acupuncture.
The first ever foot massage, wasn't
yeah,
it? First
absolutely.
Ever reflexology. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. It was, yeah. And I don't know how many I had. They give you a course of them, you know. I really used to look forward to that one, you know. But little things like that.
Yeah.
Now, that may sound, that's good for me feet. But it was also good for me head, like, it relaxed me. And the place, the look of the place out there, you walk in the door, the first thing, would you like a cup of tea or coffee or biscuit, you know? Yeah. Wonderful place. Whoever designed it and
beautiful,
the staff.
Yeah.
And I know 70% of them are voluntary people. Like, I mean, the councils are professional people, but the rest, it's the effort that's put into that place to make it what it is today deserves to be recognised for what it is, like, you know?
Beautifully put. Can't put it any better.
Why do you think Jim is with me today?
You're getting good at this, Tracy.
You know what? Not my first rodeo.
Well, I'm not here to do Tracy a favour now.
No, I know you're
not.
I'm here
no.
to state a fact.
Yeah, absolutely.
You,
know,
you speak so passionately.
And do whoever's listening to do them a favour.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
that's the purpose
about,
of it.
Like, yeah.
And that's what Tracy's here for as well, yeah. You know.
Continued recovery.
Thank you very much.
And hello to Brian and all the family.
Absolutely.
And
yeah.
Great to hear
Thank
things
you.
Are
Thank
okay,
you.
Please God. Okay. Thanks, Jim. Tracy, thanks very much.
Thank you so much.